Welcome back. Item 6, the Jim Rose and Church Gate Shopping Centre, Councillor Cunningham.
Thanks, Chairman. I'll start by apologising to people who kept outside for rather longer than anticipated. I suspect the answer to that is some of us, primarily me, like to send our own voice quite a lot. So apologies. The report in front of us tonight, which I hope everybody in the public gallery has had a chance to read, think about, and I will try and respond to the public comments as well as we go through this, is basically asking the council to agree in principle to a scheme which has been put to us. It does not commit the council in any way at this point of time to anything other than further discussions with the SPG. As and when and if we get to a situation where there is a scheme being proposed, it will come back to this council, it will have to go through a rigorous process, and it will be as part of the, if nothing else, as part of the council process, debated in full, in public, and the council chamber. But at this point of time, it's an in-principle decision. We are not trying to hide anything for the simple reason there is nothing to hide. So ideas have been put on the table, they need to be developed fully, and we need to, using that full development, to put sensible costings on it and come to a conclusion as to whether it works for the council, for shearers, for the people of Hitchin, and for the people of North Hertfordshire. So we're not trying to push through something tonight which is not transparent. It's as transparent as it can be given where we are. Essentially, as you've well worked out, the scheme is two rather separate but absolutely intertwined projects. One is the redevelopment on the existing footprint, and I stress that, of the Churchgate Shopping Centre. And I said redevelopment, I should have said regeneration. Yes, the architecture may look a bit different at the end if the proposals which are currently being discussed come to pass, but it will still be recognisably the Churchgate Shopping Centre. The second part is the redevelopment of, and this is a redevelopment, of the public realm at the back of the shopping centre, and absolutely integral to that is the position of the Hitchin Market within that. One of the points I've made in the earlier debate, and I will repeat here, is the two are intertwined. The proposals to regenerate the shopping centre do not work without a sensible market operation and a high quality public realm behind it. All the experience that shearers have got and our own consultants have is that people will not visit any shopping centre, however wonderful the shops in it, if it's in the middle of a wasteland. I've been to some fairly strange shopping centres in my life. But it is just as important that we recognise, and we do recognise, that Hitchin is a market town, as one of the speakers said, with 1,000 years of history. There is no way in this world that we are going to try and take the market out of Hitchin. Hitchin is a market town, and the future of the market is integral to the success of the shopping centre. By putting people into the shopping centre, we pull people into the market, but equally by putting people into the market, people are pulled into the shopping centre. I really don't think there are too many people sitting here tonight who would believe that Churchgate and the public realm and the market area behind it are actually a very particularly nice part of Hitchin. I think most of us could agree without too many problems. It's, I think as Mr. Foreman said, probably beyond the TLC stage. Quite a lot needs to be done to it to make it sensible. I'm not going to talk about the history. I suspect everybody here is fully aware of the history of Churchgate and why we are where we are. But the reality of the situation is the world is changing, the retail market is changing again. Work has been done. Unfortunately, some of the work is in the Part 2 report, which it is confidential, but we have had our own consultants look at the proposals, and the evidence that they have adduced does support the view that there is significant demand from shops. I'm struggling, I don't want to use the word aspirational shops, I'm not sure what it means, but there is significant pent-up demand for higher end retailers, so I'm not in any way dangerous to the people who are there, for shop space and kitchen. The nature of kitchen itself is changing. We've all heard the word Google used in the context of kitchen, and the sort and the population growth that kitchen is likely to experience as a result of that. Our consultants are telling us that as even at this very early stage, on a tentative basis, there is a scheme which can be developed which makes financial sense, but just as importantly, from the council's point of view, delivers the significant, I'll use the word social benefit, of improving it in town centre, which doesn't just work to the market's benefit, it works to the benefit of all retailers in Hitchin, and it works to the benefit of all residents of Hitchin, and those of you who go back to the retail study, which was part of the local plan, will also recognise that there is a very significant number of people in North Harts and outside North Harts who actually travel into Hitchin to do their retail shopping. So this will be, if we can deliver the right thing, an unaligned benefit as far as Hitchin and this council is concerned. The market, I hear everything which has been said. I stress again, this council recognises the value of Hitchin Market to Hitchin. We're not trying to unravel the history of the place. But, just as I say, the retail environment is changing, the way that markets operate is changing. And again, any of you who've had occasion to visit the sorts of towns like Hitchin, where I've had this sort of development, will realise that the markets which support them are not the sorts of markets which are operating Hitchin now. Again, not in any way denigrating the current operators of the market, absolutely not, and not in any way denigrating the stallholders who come in, and the boot people who come in, but our belief, supported by a lot of evidence, is that the nature of markets is changing, and because of that, we need to do significant work in terms of the infrastructure which will allow that to happen. I start to lose track of what I said in part two. If I said this before, I apologise. But one of the reasons we think it is necessary for the council to take back the market into its own control is if this development goes ahead, we would like to think it's going to go ahead in the fairly near future, significant work to be done, but it's not one of these things that we can debate for another 4 or 5 years. It's going to work, it needs to work in the next couple of years. But that will mean that there will be inevitably significant disruption to the way the market has to operate. There will be significant work to be done, and it seems to me unfair to expect Hitchin Markets as a commercial operation to try and deal with that. Going forward, nothing in this report and nothing that I am aware of at this point in time in any way precludes the council entering into further agreements with Hitchin Markets or anybody else for that matter for the future operation of the market. There are many good arguments that suggest that council should not be engaging in things which are not their speciality. Many, many, many years ago, I was engaged in things called business process re-engineering, and the catchphrase at that time was stick to your knitting, i.e. do the things that you know you're good at, get other people to do the rest of it. And I think that principle applies here. As we move forward, I think it is absolutely the case that we will have to talk to the current market holders, we will have to talk to Hitchin Markets, they have significantly more expertise in this than we do, but it is not simply being done to replicate the existing market in a slightly new area of the town. It may be 10 or 15 yards back from where it is now. We need to consider the nature of markets going forward, and this scheme presents us with the opportunity to do that. Not going to touch on the financials, because they're not relevant to this part. Really, the council has to make a couple of decisions at this point. Is doing nothing acceptable? I have to say the answer to that is no. As Mr. Foreman pointed out, the current centre is in a state of dilapidation. It is questionable whether the rent roll will continue to be anything like what it is now, and it cannot be in the council's benefit to be owning a freehold or something where the income from it is declining. Quite apart from a fairly massive point, I don't think Churchgate, as a shopping centre, does a lot for Hitchin architecturally. So I don't think doing nothing is an acceptable solution. There is a question which I'm happy to debate as to whether a shopping centre is an appropriate development for the council in this day and age. As I said already, we have employed our own consultants who think that there is a case here to be made, a reasonably strong case, that the right sort of development at the right sort of cost is something which will not just provide a financial return to the council, it will also provide a social benefit to Hitchin. And the other question is a joint venture the most appropriate way for the council to go forward? I think of Mr. Dartington, who made the point early that we've had a couple of scrutiny task and finish reports which talk about how we manage projects. One of the reasons why we're looking at, and I stress looking at, a joint venture is because what Shearers will bring to the table is professional expertise in shopping centre development. If we go down, and I stress the if we go down this path, we would be expecting Shearers to provide all of the commercial information and the commercial expertise to allow this to work in the way we all want it to work. It's not to say the council will be totally hands off. We have a responsibility to account for public money, and you have my assurance we will be looking at that. There is still a very significant amount of work to be done, which are listed in both the reports, and any or all of these have the capacity to throw the thing off where we are. We've been trying to get Churchgate right for a long time. I'd love to say I can guarantee you that this is the right answer. I think it's a good answer, and I'm not sure there's anything else on the table. What I am convinced is we really cannot allow the current situation to carry on the way it is, and that is why I'm happy to move the recommendation that we do, in principle, enter into or discuss a joint venture with a view to delivering the development of the Churchgate Shopping Centre, and for the reasons I've outlined, we bring the market back under council control for a period at least.
Councillor Deedham.
Mr. Chairman, I'm pleased to second the recommendation. I reserve my right to speak.
Right. We'll proceed with the debate. Councillor Radcliffe.
Thank you for your presentation. I won't repeat what I said earlier on about obviously factoring in the capacity to do this project. You know, have we got the council staff to do a project that you said to me earlier on? So for the benefit of the public, they know that Shearers, the group, will probably take on board some of the work that the council would likely do. One thing, I'd like to thank Mr. Doggett, Mr. Dartington, and Mr. Foreman for bringing forward the public's view, and I think it's really important that we do that. I think we've failed in the past in going out to the public and asking their opinions, and I think we haven't done that very well. So I'd like to have some reassurances that we will factor in a full and proper consultation with the public, but I do support the principle of discussing the development and entering into negotiations, because I think we do need to do something with that area of Hitchin to make it a thriving and prosperous area. But it's only going to be thriving and prosperous if members who work there are going to continue working, because we don't want to put people out of work in the current climates, and we all know what happened there. Okay, that's all I've got to say.
Councillor Cunningham.
Chairman, point of order, are we having a reply every time?
If required, yes.
Well, my memory being what it is, I'll forget to answer half of them at once.
Some of us will make comments rather than questions.
I understand that. I will respond to Councillor Radcliffe, but I think it's important that the public do hear that there is a valid point which has been made externally and internally about the council's capacity to deliver projects. An important point, if we go down this point path, is that Shearers will be putting in a significant amount of the project management and the post-delivery of it as well. Jobs are an issue. Clearly one of the things which needs to be dealt with is the position of the existing tenants, and it is certainly the intention, as I understand it, that they will be given the opportunity to take space in the new development, and part of the cost will be dealing with it.
Councillor Lovell.
Thank you, Chairman. When I was first elected as a councillor, the back end of the last century it was, I jokingly, I think, stated then that I would love to see the regeneration and improvement of Hitchin Town Centre, which had been spoiled by previous generations of developers and planners. I remember Hitchin as it was before that happened. I wanted to see that regenerated and improved in my lifetime. Now, I'm running out of time. It's the best part of 20 years ago. And time is now getting short. I think we've got a great opportunity here. I detect in Hitchin there's a cautious optimism for a scheme such as this. Of course, there's always people who are negative. They're negative at anything that the council is involved in. But I think there's generally a sense of cautious optimism. We'll never get everybody to agree to every facet of a regeneration. That's impossible. So we must see, I think, the spirit of compromise through this, so that we get the right answer in the end. At the end, to see something that we can all be generally happy with. So I'll be voting in favour of this proposal. However, there is one issue which concerns me, and I know it does concern other people. And that is the proposal to end the market operators contract in the summer. I'm not convinced at this time that is either the right or necessary move to make. The market will, as Councillor Cunningham has said, if something happens, the market will go through a period of change and disruption. And the current market operators obviously have a relationship with the market traders, which will be extremely important in that time. And does the council actually really have the resource, skill and desire to run the market? Let us all think back to the time when we actually handed the operation of the market over. It was right then. And so why? I'm not convinced that we need to take it back at this stage. However, I know that a report is coming to Cabinet in March that deals with this issue, and so I will be voting in favour of this tonight, but I hope that in March, when we see the full report about the proposals for the market, that we can have a discussion and ensure that the right way forward is found. Thank you, Chairman.
Councillor Sandler.
Thank you, Chair. I've listened to this debate quite carefully. The one issue which Councillor Cunningham has brought up is very reassuring. Well, in one way, it's very reassuring that he has stated that the market and the Churchgate regeneration are intertwined. That's the word it was used. And in a way, I think he means to imply that it is integral to this whole development regeneration program. So you can't have one without the other. Am I correct in assuming that? That's the first question. Second question is, really, if the LEP doesn't go along with the funding, then what is the impact? Is it the impact that the market is going to be losing out on that one? Or is it the development as a whole suffer? Or is it going to be just one or the other proposition which will work? I'm mindful of the fact that people have talked about the viability, and the viability is actually relevant to both sides of the thing. It's not just only that a regeneration of the church gate has to be viable, the market has to be viable as well, in order to really fulfill the desires and aspirations of what is being proposed today. So I want some reassurance of that both schemes will be considered on the merit of really the viability, and if the black funding is not available, that the market is not going to unduly suffer, or one or the other is not going to unduly suffer, and there will be a balanced development at the end of the day.
Thank you, Councillor. Yes, interval is just as good a word. We do have representatives of the Shearer sitting with us tonight. Don't think I'm putting words in their mouth by saying that one of the reasons I approached the council to be engaged with this is that the public realm and the market are absolutely vital for the shopping centre to work in its revamped form. And possibly to answer the second part of your question, were we to fail totally with the levy, and I hope that's not the case, I hope we expect some funding, ideally the entirety, but if it were to fail entirely, then we would have to sit down and think very hard about the economics of the scheme, because, just to pick a hypothetical figure out, if we were thought it was going to cost £1.5 million to do the public realm work in such a fashion that at least made the church gate development viable, and that's £1.5 million which is coming out of our funds as opposed to the LEP funds, and that is part of the overall financial calculation we have to make. I would love to be able to tell you that this council will find the money to do what is necessary, but as we were discussing later, God help us, this council doesn't have vast amounts of money available, and clearly we need to have to borrow that money. It all impacts the financial viability. Anything between 0% and 100%, we would be looking to do something to make the whole thing work. But again, you're absolutely right. They don't work in isolation, and I think I would suggest that whilst you could argue that it's worthwhile spending X amount of money on the market in isolation, financially, I have to see how that's going to make a significant improvement in return to the council. It's a difficult calculation. I'm not pretending anything else.
Councillor Clark.
Thank you.
I wonder if the council officers could borrow my Fitbit and let him get closer to some of the steps. But that being said, thank you. Mr. Chair, like many of the councillors here, I too want to see something done with Churchgate. Given what Councillor Cunningham has just said about the market and the Churchgate being intertwined, the comment made by Mr. Dartington in his presentation earlier was that 2.1 should be include the words hitching market up. The full council supports the principle of the joint venture regeneration of Churchgate Centre and hitching market. The first question is, would he accept that? Also, where I do have problems, which a number of people said is 2.3, which is the is the market itself. I was wondering, Mr. Chairman, if I could ask for a separate vote upon this particular item, to see where we go, because I can remember 10 years ago the state of the market that it was in. People do have expertise who we will need to drive the project forward, and we should use that expertise. The council do not have that expertise, I believe the comment was something about if you know how to knit and let other people do the thing, which is the comment by the portfolio holder. So I'd like to hold him to that and say, you know, we should let them continue to manage the market. They have, as Councillor Lovelock said, they have relationships, you know, with the market traders. Yes, there will be difficulties, but it's better to have the knowledge and input from the professionals that know how to do it, rather than the council having to go out and employ people to run the market. We have some staff who perhaps have experience from 10 years ago, but they are doing other jobs now. To divert them from that would be wrong. Let's use the expertise we've got. So, to say again, I would ask for a separate vote on 2.3, which I, at present I could not support.
Councillor Albert.
Thanks, Chairman. A few points, hopefully, that Councillor Cunningham can pick up. And the first one, I'm going to welcome some assurances around consultation, but whilst I know we're only in the early development stage, but I think it is really important to send out clear messages. Why, to answer Councillor Lovewell, that are people suspicious about North Arts Council is because of the museum, of Churchgate, and 20 months of discussions with the Shearer Property Group, for which no councillor, in most councillors in this room, have not been involved. So it would be really helpful to get assurances about consultation going forward and involvement of the Hitchin Committee. It would also be just, perhaps you could just sort of clarify around the design. Now, I was struck by, I think, Mr. Doggett's comments earlier on about whether the impact of the market stalls being further away with the public realm in the middle. And I just want some assurances that this isn't a done deal around these particular plans, and there is an opportunity for those plans to be changed, and indeed the number of stalls to be changed. On community benefits, I asked, I think, Mr. Roach at the briefing meeting, it's also important to understand about the knock-on impacts of doing something in Churchgate to other parts of Hitchin. Yes, it brings people into Hitchin potentially, but also it may well have a knock-on impact on other retailers in Hitchin. It would be good to get some further work going forward if the council approves this proposal tonight. Mm-hmm. And really probably the final question is, the report talks about aspirational retailers and an aspirational market. I'd be interested to see what evidence there is in Hitchin or elsewhere that actually people want aspirational retailers. And I think that's where the consultation really comes in and the importance of that. Is it actually aspirational retailers that is needed in Churchgate or other parts of Hitchin?
Can I just possibly deal with Councillor Clark's points quickly? I don't think, with the greatest respect, Shearers would be interested in a joint venture to redevelop the market. That's not what they're there for. The joint venture is the Churchgate Shopping Centre. In terms of addressing some of Councillor Albert's concerns, one of the reasons we're happy to engage with Shearers at this point is this is not the first development of this nature that they have done. Some of the other work they have done actually involves working with markets. Probably the most nearest example is in Cambridge, and there is a market not a million miles away from the, get what it's called these days. It used to be Lion Yard, but it's not anymore. Royal Exchange? Grand Arcade, that's it. They do bring expertise to the table in that respect. I can give you an absolute assurance that what is on the table is nothing more than some ideas. We have no idea about the number of markets that will be there, whether it will be 5, whether it will be 500. It will be what makes the thing work appropriately. Please do not count the dots and come to a conclusion. It's not meant to do that. Significant question about, I think one of Hammersmith's ideas is to bring a cinema in. That brings football, but again, That needs to be looked at from the commercial area. There are other alternatives. All these things need to be developed. Community benefit, well, aspirational. Again, the report does actually refer to some retailers who are already in the town and then staying in the town because it works for them. And the evidence we have is that there are other similar people who want to come into town. I'm wary of it's an aspiration, to be honest. What does it really mean? I think it just means different in some ways. And one of the great things about Hitchin is the diversity of the offer which is there across the entirety of the town centre and running off down towards the station as well. Now, I can't give you an assurance that nothing will impact any other shop, business, trade, operating any result of this. Clearly, things will change. As I've indicated earlier, I think the nature of the market needs to be looked at, what it's there for, what it's doing. But it is all, what we are trying to do is to improve. I'm sure we won't get it 100% like nobody ever does. But we're doing our best, honestly.
Councillor Shakespeare Smith.
Thank you, Chair. When I was first elected to the council some nearly 30 years ago, this was on the table for discussion at that time, along with the Hitchin patio, which one or two of us might remember. I'm delighted that this report has come to the council, as I'm sure many of the residents of Hitchin, because it's long overdue. We need to look at this area. It's coming for considerable criticism, quite rightly, over the years. It's a disappointing place to visit, and we should try to make it as attractive as we possibly could. So I'm delighted that this report is in front of us, and I'm delighted to support the recommendations. And if I could briefly address them. The first recommendation asks us to support the principle that we look at this topic. And I don't know anybody who would not want us to look at how we could improve church life. The second recommendation asks us to get our officers to go to work to come back with further recommendations for us. The third point, 2.3, asks that we note the proposal on the market. We are noting that proposal, and misgivings have already been expressed over that topic, and I share those misgivings. But we are noting that proposal. And I would like Councillor Cunningham to confirm my view that in noting that, we are asking for considerable consideration to be given to that topic, and that full details of any change in the proposals that currently exist will be brought back to the Council in due course, as will the total plans for this project if it goes ahead successfully. Thank you very much, Chairman.
I'm grateful to Councillor Shakespeare Smith for making the point that recommendation 2.3 does simply ask for the council to note. I think this may get some hollow laughs, but every report that goes to Cabinet does look at the issues. We do try and look at alternatives, we do try and consult where it's appropriate. And Cabinet, when it comes to look at this, will, I'm sure, have a report in front of it which takes into account the options and the alternative options. And I hear what's been said tonight. For the sake, there are arguments on both sides of that. They need to be balanced. But as a council is simply being asked to know, it is not a rubber stamp that it's going to happen. Not least because if we don't actually progress successfully, the church get a bit, then we've got a problem with the market anyway.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Chair. Councillor Lothwell has expressed his concern about his own mortality and hopefully being around to see whatever is developed at Churchgate. My problem is obviously partly about mortality because I share that concern, but my greater problem is about trust, if I'm honest. Trust about how this will go forward, how people will be spoken to, how people will be consulted, because of course we do have a past history of abject failure, abject and dramatic failure with this scheme. I was one of only three councillors last time a large proposal came before us for the Churchgate Centre, who didn't support it. Councillor Steers Hanscom and Councillor David Billing both voted against it, and I abstained, being truly unhappy and uncertain as to whether we were doing the right thing. Every other councillor here at that time voted in favour of the proposal, as I recall. And that makes me worried about trust, you know. When we all decide something together, we can get very excited and enthusiastic, but actually we can get it wrong, and I'm afraid our history has been wrong so often. It ill behoves any councillor in this chamber to start getting repetitive with me about how long they've been around and how long they've been involved in this project, because I can beat them every time. But I'm still left with my worry about trust. And do you know what? It hasn't been helped over the last few weeks. It really hasn't. I chaired Hitchin Committee for 12 years. I was part of the Town Centre Working Party that discussed these issues right at the beginning. And even though I had not supported the Simons scheme when it came forward, I was the only Hitchin voice on the Churchgate's board. And I attended dozens and dozens and dozens of meetings with my misgivings, where I attempted to be a solid critical friend, the only voice of Hitchin, trying to explain to other members of the board what I thought the impact of various things would be in Hitchin. I never betrayed the trust of that board. I worked hard with it, and I worked hard with the community that I represent in trying to bring the thoughts of the council to the community and the thoughts of the community to the council. And yet, the trust in this place is so appallingly low that I have not been told anything whatever about what's been being discussed for the last 18 months at any time at all until the report was in the public domain. So I very much hope that this scheme will come to fruition. I share the concerns about the market, and I'm beginning to hear that there are cabinet members who may not actually support that. So in noting it, I hope that they will know the views around this room tonight. And I will be supporting it because I desperately want something positive to happen. But don't expect me to trust that it's going to be good if I can't even be trusted in my role as a local councillor to have something shared with me when I've worked so hard on a particular issue for such a long time. There is no trust.
Councillor Booth.
This works. Thank you, Tim. We've heard that disruption to the market is the reason why we consider we may have to take over management of the market during that period of development. Has consideration been given to perhaps moving some of the stores in the market into the old market square so they can continue operation as normal?
I have to say, I think people are wildly in front of where we are. It is a speculative development at this point in time. At such point as it is relevant and reasonable to look at that sort of question, They will be looked at, but as has been pointed out in other contexts already tonight, our officers have quite enough to do with their time rather than going down inspecting. There is significant question marks that we have to clear off before we get to that point. And I really cannot believe, and I'm not trying to avoid the issue, and I know historically there have been major issues with suggestions about moving the market back to the market square, or moving the market anywhere. And these are some of the issues we will have to confront. But we haven't confronted them yet, and it is not now the appropriate time to do that. As we move the development forward, hopefully if we move the development forward, that will be the time to address those concerns.
Councillor Jarvis.
Like I suspect almost everyone else, I hope that these proposals might result in a long-awaited improvement of a church gate for the benefit of Hitchin and the rest of the district. I guess my concern is that we thought that was going to be the case so many times before, and whether or not this time will be different. I think having sat on the task and finish group that looked at what was described as the council's larger projects, it became clear that the ones that were most successful were those where the council chose appropriate partners. They worked with those partners and they consulted the public. The consultation didn't result in everyone agreeing with everything that was suggested, but there was a meaningful consultation process and the partners were used to do what they had the skills to do. But I have to say I'm rather concerned that the council has a record of not working very effectively with partners and of frankly overestimating its capability to do things in house. I think that's a pity, but as I think the council's got a role in bringing things together and recognising what partners can achieve, but also recognising what its own limitations are, what skills it has, and what skills it doesn't have. And there is, I think, no shame in working with them to achieve things and saying, we are not the experts in this, you are, help us do this. Now maybe that's going to happen this time, but I have to say that the proposal, and really the only firm proposal here, and Councillor Cunningham has set out why there are no firm proposals in many areas, and I understand that, and I think it's clear that there's a lot of work to be done. The only firm proposal we have here seems to be to stop the people who run the market and who know how to run the market from doing it. Now we're told that we're not actually making that decision, we're just noting it and the cabinet will decide. Well, I suppose there are some members who have absolute faith in the cabinet. It seems to me they have got the odd thing wrong over the years, and I really are not terribly happy if we just sort of say, actually we don't think it's a terribly good idea, but that means the cabinet won't do it. I think we should be clear, the council should be clear, that it does not think that it is a good idea to bring the operation of the market in house, and that the cabinet shouldn't do it. I think that there is an opportunity to work not just with Shearers as expertise in the area of retail development, but the people who run Hitchin Market as experts in the people who run Hitchin Market. There will clearly have to be changes. We don't know what they are yet. We've heard the answer to the last question. It's much too early to speculate about exactly what we might want to do to the market. But it seems to me having people on board who have experience running it and who knows how it works might be a good thing to do when we actually come to making those decisions. So I think we should embark on this process with the exception of making the changes to the market.
Councillor Thede.
Judy, used the word trust. Councillor Albert used the word aspiration. This all started
Chairman, I won't detain you long, with a firm called Northern Trust, who held out promises to this authority, held out promises to the people of Hitchin, which turned into dust. Successive leaseholders, because that's what they are, have also held out aspirations to this authority and to the people of Hitchin, and they've turned into dust. Wouldn't it be nice if the current round of embryonic negotiations actually came to fruition?
No.
But we don't know, because there is no detail on what these actually might look like in the final analysis. What we're being asked to do here, Chairman, is nothing more than to take an in-principle decision to enable our officers and our professional advisors, who I undoubtedly know will be engaging, because we do not have the expertise in-house, to begin to work up some of these issues and then bring them back at the appropriate time to further iterations of this full council and through due process. Without wishing to sound like I'm trying to guillotine debate on an issue which is of immense importance to the Pigeon, and an immense importance for that matter to the North Hertfordshire as a whole, I don't see any further point in prolonging these proceedings now. Let us go to the vote. Let us take these decisions one way or the other, and then ask officers to assiduously work it up and come back to us at a future time so that we can look at something meaningful rather than a lot of hot air.
Councillor Lewis.
I think Councillor Steers has to
come. Councillor
Steers has. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Councillor. Cautious optimism has been mentioned before on this project, and I think I share that. And as the Chair of the Church State Liaison Forum, when we went through that tortuous process with Simons, I have to say that I bear the scars of what we have got wrong in the past. But one thing I learned from that, and Judy's mentioned trust, was that we really lost the trust of Hitchin people. And I think from now on, and we've got to say, right, draw a line there, let's work together to make sure we regain the trust. One of the things that's been mentioned already is learning the lessons of the Task and Finish group. That's been mentioned both by Robin Dartington and by others in this debate. It's very important that we actually do that. But it does mean that we have to, the public have to feel that they're taken into our confidence. And I have to say, it wasn't a very good start this evening when we actually said a lot of things in part two that could have easily been said in part one. But I assure the members of the public that there was nothing said in part two other than anything that is definitely confidential, that they need to worry about. But going forward, it seems to me that it's essential that the Cabinet sees themselves in partnership with Hitchin Committee and with the people of Hitchin if this is going to go forward successfully. And I'll come on finally to the point that's already been mentioned, that's 2.3. It does very much concern me, as people have already said, if we take over the market, we don't have the staff or the experience to run it, and we, at the same time, we upset the market traders. So can I suggest, as a gesture of listening to the debate, that Councillor Cunningham, when he sums up at the end, withdraws 2.3. We can see the report, we've noted what it's been said, but I think if he was able to withdraw 2.3, then it would mean that the Cabinet would look at the papers, they look at other things that have been said, and they've listened to this debate. It seems to me that would be an expression of willing to earn the trust of both the people of Hitchin and the rest of us on this council if you were to do that.
Councillor Cunningham.
I'm going to sound boringly repetitive. We're at a very early stage. I am loath, I understand, I hear exactly what Councillor Steers Hanscom and many others have said about the position of the market. It is, I think, very important to the project in total that there is a degree of control. Having said that, I don't think that this whole thing is going to be signed, sealed and delivered in the next 3 months. Nothing in this proposal precludes the possibility, and I'll say no more than that, that if it is appropriate, we can enter into further discussions with issue markets with a view to coming to some temporary arrangement until we know where we're going. I am loath to withdraw it because it could leave the whole thing hanging, but I am happy to make that comment.
Councillor Lewis, do you wish to comment?
Thank you, Chairman. Most of what I was going to say at the beginning has been said, so I'll keep this fairly brief. If we agree to take this forward for further work, and if that subsequent report takes forward the principles proposed in this report, then, only then, will there be need to be significant investment by way of time, resources, and not least money to make this a project a success for everybody in North Hertfordshire. Since I was first elected to the council, I've been the council representative on the lecturer's bid in its pre-runner town centre partnership. In my working life, I've been involved in commercial regeneration projects, both as a contractor and a procurer of those contracts on similar projects to this. And one thing I've learned from all that is shopping centres are notoriously difficult and complex projects to make work and make a success. It's the fact that many of the shopping centres in this country aren't owned by the operators. The management company operates it on behalf of an investor. So it's absolutely vital that if we do take it forward, we need to have the professional, proper, expert approach and management to make this project work. However, we can't do that unless we take these proposals forward, including the one about open market, let's just take it back to Cabinet for a proper report. And I have my reservations in that, and I do want to see a further report on that. And that gives us the opportunity. But we do need to take this forward, and I would urge anybody here tonight, whether they agree with the proposals in full or not, to support the motion in front of you, and let's get something moving as soon as we can. Thank you.
If we've not got any more debate, we'll go to the vote. I'm not going to remove 2.3 because I think that's been well stated. It's only a note. All those in favour?
Point of order. Point of order. Can we take them separately? I think that's been requested.
We'll take them separately then. Recommendation 2.1. I won't read it out. All those in favour? Those against? Carried. Recommendation 2.2. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Recommendation 2.3. All those in favour?